The Alaska legislature is scheduled to go back into session on January 17th, but in advance of that date, lawmakers are starting to reveal some of the bills that will be introduced. One of the bills would give employers who hire a veteran a large tax credit. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
America's veterans face many challenges, including finding and keeping a job. Recent data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that last year there were over 1 million U.S. veterans that were officially classified as unemployed. That same data shows that the unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans was 13.3%. The new legislation, which has yet to be given a bill number, is being introduced by Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski. He's a member of the Senate majority, and he says the struggle to find jobs for veterans was a message he heard across Alaska.
We had a veterans summit up in Fairbanks. We had a veterans town hall meeting in Anchorage. And just in meeting with veterans groups and speaking with veterans, one of the big problems that you do hear about is employment. And we basically helping to reintegrate veterans into the job scene when they get out of them, when they finish their service. It's a big problem. It's bigger than most people realize. And if the numbers really bear it out. The unemployment rates for veterans are much higher than for non-veterans, particularly people coming out of the current wars that we're fighting right now.
Under Senator Willikowski's proposed bill, Alaska employers who hire a veteran full-time would be eligible for a $2,000 tax credit.
What it does is if you hire a veteran, and they work for you full-time, it's 1,560 hours over a 12-month period, then the employer would get a $2,000 tax credit off of their state corporate income tax. And this is trying to incentivize businesses to go ahead and hire veterans.
Senator Bill Willikowski is a member of the Senate Bipartisan Working Group, and he's the co-chair of the Armed Services Committee. Willikowski anticipates his bill will be sent to the Senate State Affairs Committee that he co-chairs.
I do think this is a bill that would have broad bipartisan support. I think the legislature has been good about supporting veterans and veteran issues.
The exact economic impact of Senator Willikowski's bill is unknown. He confirms that a fiscal note will be put together once the bill is officially introduced. The Alaska legislature is scheduled to go back into session January the 17th in Juneau. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.